We're all familiar with the Gemara statement, Mishniknas Adar Marber Mesimcha. When the month of Adar enters, we increase our joy. Mishniknas Adar can also be understood to mean that when we allow Adar to enter, meaning to enter into us, we will experience an increase and a surge of Simcha. So how do we allow Adar to enter into us? So Chedush HaRim explains that the message of Adar is Aleph Dar. The Aleph refers to the Alufa Shel Olam, the one omnipotent and omniscient God, and Dar means a dwelling place. So Adar reminds us that we should allow Aleph to be Dar amongst us. We should allow Hashem to live in our consciousness. The idea that He loves us and everything that happens to us is ultimately for our benefit. Unfortunately, the events and the vicissitudes of life often obscure that realization. It seems as if Hashem's presence is concealed from us. But the more we analyze and ponder and recognize the hand of Hashem in everything that occurs in our personal lives and throughout the world, the more Adar enters into us. And the more the extraordinary Simcha of Purim can enter into us as well. With that, I'd like to share with you an amazing story. There was a yeshiva in the tri-state area that after much deliberation and contemplation, and after consulting with Gedolim and Rabbanim, made the difficult decision to expel a bacha from the yeshiva. And most times, it has catastrophic consequences. But 2 years later, the yeshiva sees this bacha by a wedding, and it seemed to him that the boy was doing very well. He looked very happy and content. So the Rosh Hashiva approaches this boy, and he says, Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing? And he says, Rabbi, Baruch Hashem, I'm doing great. Initially, it was really tough. Rejection is not easy. But I found the yeshiva that gets me. And I surrounded myself with great friends, and they're having a positive influence on me. But you should know, said the boy, that I attribute a large part of my transformation to one of the Rebbeim in your yeshiva. He said, oh, really? Why is that? And he says, Rabbi, it's been 2 years, and every single week on Friday, he calls me. He never, ever missed a week. And that gives me tremendous chizik. It gives me tremendous confidence. And it gives me the courage to carry on. And the Rosh Hashiva asked the boy, which Rebbe is it? And the boy gave the Rosh Hashiva his name. The next day, the Rosh Hashiva approaches this Rebbe and he tells him, I'm so impressed that you called this boy every week for the last 2 years. That is so commendable. For all we know, your phone calls probably saved his life. And the Rebbe looked very perplexed. He says, it's true that I do call him every single week. But you should know something. He never, ever picked up the phone. Not even once. Amazing. Even though the boy never connected with this Rebbe, he never even heard his voice. He never received those words of encouragement. But just knowing that he was there, just knowing that someone cares, gave him the strength to go on. Megillas Esther means Megillas, the revelation of Esther, the hidden. So even if we don't initially see the hand of Hashem, but beneath the surface we know that He's there. The Gemara asks, Esther men Atoyer menayin. And the Gemara says, V'anoichi Haster Aster. A double expression of Astara. We live in a world of Hester. We live in a world of concealment. There are times when Hashem hides His presence. His divine light is not visible to us. But we know, Hine Leyonim V'Layishan Shom Yisrael. It's well known that Hashem's name is not mentioned anywhere in the entire Megillah. However, Chazal tell us that whenever the word HaMelech is mentioned in the Megillah, it's implicitly alluding to the Melech Malchei HaMelechim. Chazal are teaching us that if we dig just a little bit deeper, we will see that He's there. When we view events from our vantage point, from our perspective, we have reason to feel uneasy. And sometimes we feel lost. But now it's Adar again. Aleph Dar. When we take Aleph to Dar amongst us, when we take Hashem into our consciousness, with this awareness, we will automatically change our perspective and recognize that it's all from Hashem. He's orchestrating everything behind the scenes. And then we will come to the realization that the keys that drive this world forward can only be found above. And the driver knows exactly where he's going. So we can all relax and enjoy the ride. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.